Welcome back to the N3's podcast. I'm Andres. I'm with Thomas here. We're going to be talking about Inside Llewyn Davis, directed and written by the Coen brothers.
Shout out to the Coen brothers. First things first, this movie was depressing, so I'm already like... compared to the last podcast, the spirits won't be as glamorous, but I was about to tell Andres that, like, I think the reason that they show us the beginning at the end was because it's like a slice of life, right? But it doesn't, nothing happens in this dude's life that changed. So like essentially, like, we're seeing the scene play out at the beginning, at the end, because
he's in the same spot.
Yeah, like nothing changed. Nothing like changed. That whole week, even though that was a whole fucked up ass week and like everything, nothing changed. Not him, not the people around him, not his profession, nothing. He's still just a bum fucking artist. Like, it's like a tale as old as time, right? The broke ass artist and stuff, but like.
But he just goes cynical.
Yeah, like he's just like. Yeah. And it's like, you can't really blame him because they don't go into detail at all, but like at the same time, it's like loss is like a crazy ass thing, you know?
Yeah,
like experiencing.
You find out like halfway through the movie that his partner, his like, I guess his best friend, you know.
I'm assuming it was someone he was extremely close with because they were in a duo act performing folk music, but like it's just like it never goes into deep with it, and I don't think it goes really into. It doesn't really go into anything.
Yeah,
like it doesn't explain.
Well, like a slice of life, you're just in the.
Yeah,
bitch.
You're just you're in. The, it. You're not
the day
you're
in the life. Yeah, a week in the life of this guy.
Where nothing changed. He just went back to being a fucking bum and like bumming of his fucking friends. It feels like he learned something, but at the same time, it doesn't seem like he learned anything. And like, but at the same time, it's like you can't use your how you feel, like how like your depressive episodes, like if you're sad and stuff, you can't use that as a reasoning to like just
treat. It doesn't justify anything.
It doesn't justify treating people like shit and acting like a piece of shit and being condescending as fuck to everyone around you, even if some of those people are genuine, some of those people care, some of those people don't deserve that because they don't fucking know you.
I feel like at the end when he just gets his ass kicked and he's just sitting down, he's like, okay, you know, kind of like absorbing it, whether he changes or not, you know.
It's more like, it feels more like, damn, I deserve that shit.
He didn't
even fight back, and he's like, he just tanked that shit because he's like, I deserve that for like, I'm assuming like, that's the dude's wife.
Yeah, it's
that
the dude's
like,
wife. I think that's what he's like. He kind of like says it.
Yeah, he's like, why? He's like, don't be shitting on other people's wives and dreams and shit or something like that. And it was like because he was just so upset that like I, fucking.
Well, he just like, you know, he just wants to be an artist. Like, well, he is an artist. You know what I mean? He thinks everything's below him, but not really. You know, it's like not like
it's
that.
The classic,
it shouldn't be below you.
Art is the nuance of life, and then once you kind of start separating yourself from it, then you start kind of losing the art.
Yeah, like, you know,
because he just thinks that like none of it matters. It only matters how
he can only do it the right way.
Yeah,
the way he does it, you know, and everything else is beneath him, kind of.
Which is crazy, because like you find out that like, you know, this dude got like, he has like nothing. He has. The only material possession he has is that fucking guitar.
Yeah.
He has literally no other material possessions. Which, you know, like, you know, material possessions isn't that. But, like, in the modern age, and even in the movie takes place in the 60s, like, you need material shit to survive.
And this is a crazy-ass existence, bro.
Yeah, like, I couldn't imagine. And it's like, it's crazy because this movie, like, it takes place in the 60s, but, like, this is just, like, a California... New York thing. Probably not California back then, but like this is such like a California New York thing, you know, you move out there
for your dreams.
You try to live your dreams and you're just fucking couch surfing or like what's it called?
Couch
surfing between like people you meet and know. Like he has like he even has like a little book where he keeps track of like people's addresses and numbers that he can like go and bum at. I'm like, bro, this is fucking insane. Like what? Like I couldn't imagine living my existence like that. And like it's like one of those things he doesn't have to at any point live his existence like this.
Yeah, I love it. And like he accepts his like, he accepts his fate pretty much.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, he's going to go work.
He's
on
like
a
the
ship.
Cat that he runs over, you know, he accepts his fate that it's just over.
Yeah.
And like, damn that. I'm sure I'm missing some symbolism with the cat that he ran over.
Well,
you
the
know?
Cat's like, his name is Ulysses, you know, from the Odyssey. And he goes like on a great journey.
Ah, the cat's
going
on.
Yeah, and he comes
on.
Back home, you know. Yeah. And that's the whole thing is he's coming back home, you know. And he gets there at the end.
Yeah, he gets back at the end. I meant the other cat, the one that's
That one's.
Like,
it's like, okay, was that the cat? You know, it's like a thing, you know what I mean? Who knows, you know? He's like in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, who knows if this is a cat? But yeah, it's like that, you know, he's like.
Oh yeah, if it was like the same cat, who fucking knows? I mean, it looked like the same color, but I guess you can't tell.
Yeah, it could be like a fox. You know what I mean? Like, you just see it like the orange, you know? But like, you know, it's like that. It's like, okay, is this a cat? Should I go out there?
And then like he just leaves the cat with the dude, and who knows? Maybe the guy did take it back with him, and it's just like some other random cat that he ran over, or it's not because that guy did not give a fuck about that cat. Fucking Saul Goodman's character. He's just like, he just leaves him there with a fucking car.
Yeah, John Goodman.
John Goodman, my bad.
Saul Goodman. It's like from Better Call Saul.
I was like, just thought of the only Goodman the only Goodman that I know in my fucking head. Shout out to, because John Goodman's a goat.
So. Yeah, dude. He's so fucking funny in this movie, bro.
Dude,
he's
just in there for like
a bit part, bro. Oh my God, he's just like so fucking funny, dude.
He's just got like the mysterious, depressed, like fucking poet.
Yeah, he's like a... Yeah, he has, dude.
Like
oh
his
my
driver.
God.
The driver for
and he's just like he's an artist too. He's like a jazz musician, he was saying, right?
Yeah.
And he's just like shitting on him. He's like folk music. He's like, that
he's
shit
like,
for bitches.
He's like, I use all the fucking notes. Not like you where you just do A, B, A, G. Like, what?
Oh
I'm
my
like,
God,
what
dude.
The fuck?
It's fucking crazy. It's like a whole ass. They're like going to Chicago and he's just shitting on them the whole fucking time.
And it's like, he's the one person he tells that his fucking. This is where you find that like his partner for his music like fucking killed himself and he's like, good.
Yeah, he said I would too if I played.
Yeah, he's like I would too if I played folk music. I'm like
the movie's super funny. Like I feel like when something's like really depressing like that, like
yeah, that shit was funny. I was laughing when he was
I was laughing throughout the whole bitch. Same thing with like Synecdoche, New York. Like that movie is so depressing, but it's like funny as fuck like all the way through. Like, I think you just, you know, if you rewatch it, you know, you can kind of get the dark humor, but.
No, yeah, it's definitely just, like, dark humor. I was laughing at some parts. Some parts I was like, damn, this is just fucking sad. Like, I just feel bad for this fucking man. And it's like.
Like, it's funny, like, when he goes to see the Les Grossman dude to, like, you know, give his last shot. And he's just like, it's okay.
Yeah.
he said, I don't see you. Yeah. I don't see money in this.
You're okay. Not great. You're definitely a backup artist. And he's like. I got a duet that needs a trio, and you can be backup from. And he's like,
"Nah,
yeah, I'll be aight."
I love the shot of him like leaving, you know that.
There's the little area.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, cold as fuck.
He's like, "Oh."
They use it for a poster.
Like, oh, they do.
Yeah, I love it when he gets there too, like to the bus station, you know, where all the buses are at, and he just steps in the fucking snow.
Yeah, and his fucking foot just soaking wet.
It's like he just like, can't catch a fucking break.
Yeah, like everything, it's like everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Literally, bro, and it's like written so well where like all these things get set up just to like fuck him. Like, oh my God.
Like
all
he can
these
just not
things.
Catch a break. And like, it's just
hard to feel bad for him because he's such a cocksucker.
Yeah.
But it is like, you got to feel like, damn, bro, you can't catch a break.
But at the same time, it's like not like he didn't have to go to Chicago for that. Like at any point, he could have gotten like a regular job. Like it's like one of those things now. As an
adult, I think
he's
just shooting a shot. You know, that was it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things as an adult. You know where it's like at any point, you know, like everyone should try to follow their dreams and stuff. But like at some point, you gotta be realistic. You gotta like figure out a way to pay your.
I think that's what
bills.
His sister's like telling him.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what, I mean?
What sister.
And he has
him.
That artist mentality. He's like, nah, I can't go with just you kind of you people. You know what I mean?
I can't
like,
be a normie.
Yeah,
literally
that's
literally
what he says.
That.
He's like,
I can't be a fucking normie.
He's like, you're saying that about your fucking dad? You know, like, he
your
was
dad
just,
was a fucking normie. And then he goes and fucking person. Sees his dad, tries to be sentimental and, like, tries to do something nice with his fucking dad. It's just so crazy because it
sets
that
whole.
His
dad's just, like, far gone.
Yeah, like, he just, like, they try to set that whole shit up with, like, his dad where, like.
It is beautiful, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, it was. It's a beautiful song. And, like, you know, he's being so genuine. That's why it's, like, so. And
so
it's just
heartbreaking.
Like, it's so heartbreaking that it just like, it's like, oh, that's just another thing to like ruin this dude's fucking life. I guess I don't fucking know. Yeah. But like in the more early in the movie, it sets up with his sister's like, oh, you should go talk to your dad, you know, and you just got, your dad's not a loser. You know, like what he did what he taught you to do, because it's clear that he did the same thing. He did it. He did it for a bit. You know, he was a sailor or like a fisherman, some shit.
Yeah, something like that.
So it makes sense. You know, they're like in New York and stuff. Like, you can get that kind of job over there. Honestly, it's a job that I'd probably try if I lived on some coast, but we don't live on a coast. We just got the fucking mud factory for us.
That's ours.
Yeah, that's ours. And it's just like, it sets it up earlier in the movie, and then when he goes and finally like sees his fucking dad, he's like, dad is just like so out. Like, he tries. It's one of those things where it's supposed to be therapeutic for him, and I think it is at first. But his dad does like the most racist. It's honestly like, I couldn't think of something more disrespectful to do someone with trying to be genuine to you. You're just looking at him and you just take a fucking shit. Like, what?
He shits on him.
He literally shits on him. Like, he fucking just takes like the biggest fucking dookie. And then, you know, I'm sure his dad didn't fucking mean it, you know? It's just,
and then
like,
he just goes back to the union. Oh my God. And this part is just like so fucked. He pays his dude. with the last of his money, he pays his dues.
You can tell that he did the money spread, you know, and this was like a few 20s and then ones. He used the last of his like 20s to pay the
it was
union.
Like 140 or something. Yeah, like that. It wasn't even like that much.
143, yeah. And he paid his union dues with the last of the money that he got from his advancement, instead of like taking the.
Yeah, it's crazy because this is like the only money he got.
Yeah, this is all the money that he has, and he's like, you know what, he's done. Like, he's burned all his bridges. He's went to fucking Chicago to, like,
shoot his shot.
Like, he's done. He's literally, like, tried his best. And he's been trying for years at this point, I'm assuming. And he's just playing, like, some.
You can see it. You can see it in his face, bro. Like, Oscar Isaac, you see he's just burnt the fuck out.
And then, like, he pays his dues. He goes visits his dad. And then he goes back. Because he goes to get his sister.
So, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's set up so well. Like, he goes to get his shit back. Like, his sister's earlier is like, oh, here's the box of your stuff, you know, that they got from their parents' house when it was sold. And he's like, I don't give a fuck about that, you know? He's like,
that shit's in the past. Leave that shit in the fucking past. Yeah. I'm never going to need any of that shit ever again.
Yeah, it's like sentimental stuff. And he's just like on his shit, you know?
Yeah, he's just like, I don't give a fuck about that.
On his
tortured artist behavior. And he's just
And he has like some old records. He's like, yeah, we're not supposed to like release our old records because, you know, like it's supposed to keep the mystique, you know?
Yeah.
And that's then she tells his sister basically to fuck off and like throw that shit to the side. She literally tells her, just
leave that shit on the curb and let someone take it. And then she does. And then he goes back because he left his union card in there.
All his shit's in there. Yeah,
all his shit that he needs in there. And he left at the house because she's selling it. And then she fucking does it. And then he goes back after seeing his dad. And he's like, where's my union card? She's like, it was. And she's like, where's my box of my stuff? She's like, I threw that shit out. She's like, what?
Yeah, and he starts glitching at her. And he's just like.
She's like, you literally fucking told me, bro. And he's just like swearing the whole time. And it's like, don't swear in front of my kid. He's like,
Yeah, you know. Oh my god! And then like, I love it. And the kids, just like, he's like, "Don't be like your uncle."
He's like, "Your uncle's a bad man. Don't be like him." He's like,
"Okay."
He doesn't give a fuck. You know?
Like, I love it because it's like the worst shit's happening, and it's just like the little comedic beat. You know, he's just like, "Don't be like your uncle." And then he goes back, and he's just like, "Bro," he's like, "Can you guys just let me go work?" You know. And he's like, nah, you need that. And it costs $80 to get another one. And he just wasted all his fucking money.
He has no.
He's like, let me get my money back. He's like, nah, those are your dues, you know? Like,
you owed that shit.
You owed that shit. He's like, you can't just get it back.
Yeah, you can't just give it fucking back to you.
It is just crazy. Like, all the shit that he goes just to get kicked in. Like, he can't even just go back to do that, to work like a regular ass job.
He just fucked. And yeah, he's just like, and then he had already told, dude, what was her name? Justin Timberlake's wife. Shout out to Justin Timberlake.
It's like Janie, I think.
No, I mean the actress's name. I don't know.
Oh, Carey Mulligan.
Carey Mulligan. She plays like the most evil
woman
ever, bro. She's just like fucking everyone that this dude has like. She's like fucking everyone that her fucking husband has like relationships with. Like literally every.
Yeah, I think it was like, okay, she's like fucking the dude that owns the club so they can go out there and perform.
But that's fucking crazy.
And I think it's implied that she sleeps with him so he can go perform. Because, you know, he comes back. He's just like, I'm just fucking tired. I just want to leave my shit here.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm done. He's like, I've slept, but I'm still tired. You know, like, I'm done. He's like, she's like, oh, I got you a spot over there, you know, at that place, you know, at the bar. And he's
it's implied that. Like,
yeah. And then she's like, I got you the spot. And he's just like, I'm fucking cooked. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do shit, you know. And then he goes there and then she's like, yeah, I fucked her too. So I think it's just like the lore implications.
Yeah, like she's just fucking to like get people spots.
She did it for him, and he's just like, oh my God, I was like, I'm fucking fried. And
yeah.
Like, dude, but when he's at like, that bar at the end, bro, like, oh my God, his face is just so like, it's looking like it's just, melting, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's I don't know so how they make crazy. Him look like he's just fucking like.
It's a great actor, bro.
Yeah, he just, He just looks like he's
caught fucking, the fucking fish of despair, yeah, bro.
The biggest fucking fish of despair.
And then he doubled it up and passed it on to us.
Yeah, I was like, when we first started fucking watching this movie, I was like, you know, like.
Shit's gonna get better. I remember you told me, yeah, like, shit's gonna get better.
Nah, shit's gonna get better, you know? Like, this is like, I'm just watching this. It's like, it's clear from the start, it's a slice of life, you know? And I'm like, I'm just watching this piece of shit fucking dude just kind of live his life, you know? Maybe he'll have like a revelation of like. Cause he finds out throughout the movie, cause he gets classic, he's fucking his friend's wife who they let him crash on his couch. Like, this dude's bumming it the fuck out.
Yeah, he's sleeping like everywhere.
And he's fucking, and he's literally fucking his friend's wife just cause. And then she's like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, what? So he's like, some of the movies just like trying Demi Moore's, what was her name? Not Demi Moore.
Carrie Mulligan.
Carrie Mulligan's character. He's like, he's fucking Carrie Mulligan's character as Oscar Isaac. And like, she's just like, the whole time she's just like making him feel like the worst piece
of shit.
The
biggest piece of shit ever.
He's a big piece but, of shit.
You know, he even calls her out too. Cause I remember like, you're like, what? He's like, you even said it. You're like, it takes two to play that game. And then he's like, yeah, it takes two to tango.
Yeah, like he literally fucking says, like, he's like, damn, I wasn't the sole participant. I didn't fucking, he's pretty much implying that he didn't like rape her or anything. Like, yeah, this was like a fucking full consensual.
Takes two to tango, bro.
It was a full consensual thing. Like the fuck you doing just trying to blame me? And like, he even like, he uses some of his money that he got as an advancement when he goes with Justin Timberlake and Adam Driver to
just play a song.
To play the song, and then he uses the investment as taking royalties in it, which I'm sure would it's implied that it's gonna come and bite him in the ass that song's gonna do good, and like he's like, and he's not gonna get any of the royalties and he's just gonna get the paycheck. But it's like I was telling Andres watching the movie, it reminds me of like the scene from Atlanta, the show by Donald Glover. Where Donald Glover, he has a friend. Oh, he's a famous actor too. What other movies is he in? I'm trying to remember, but he has three friends in that movie. One of them's his cousin who plays like the main rapper guy, and then like the skinny guy. And the skinny guy kind of is like, he kind of plays like the mysterious, like out of character dude the whole time, and like. Yeah, he's like, yo, bro, Donald Glover's as character is like, yo, bro, can you help me get some money? And his friend uses the money that Donald Glover gives him. He's like, to invest, and like he pays to breed like some bulldog and shit, or some animal. And then he's like, yo, bro, what happened to that money I gave you? Donald Glover character. He's like, oh, bro, I invested it, bro, and not in 4 months you're gonna make a lot of money because you're gonna sell these puppies, and that's why I use your money on. And he's like, bro, I needed that fucking money, bro. I can't remember the exact quote, but it's like a super popular clip and quote from that show where it's like, dude, I'm broke, man. I can't think about 4 months from now. I have to eat right now. I'm not thinking about eating in 4 months. Yeah. I have to eat today. I have to feed my daughter today because he's like, he has a daughter. Yeah. Like, I have to put food on the fucking table today. Like, bro, I'm fucking broke. And then he's just like, oh, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I'll help you out. He's like, nah, man, just forget it. And it's just like, it reminds me of that where it's like, in hindsight, yeah, you should always take royalties just in case it's a hit. But like, when you're broke, there is no worrying about tomorrow. It's worrying about today.
Yeah, and the movie is just used to like kick him in because it's at the end.
Yeah,
it's just to kick him in the balls after like this terrible fucking week.
Yeah, like
because they're like, oh, I've heard that song. You know, it's gonna be really big.
Yeah,
you know that the royalties are gonna be crazy on that.
And
shit.
It's like you already know.
And
it's
you're like, oh my god, you know he. It's like the face is like, okay, it's just telling him like he's fucked.
Yeah,
you know, so it's just like, whether or not it's a big song, it's just more just to kick him in the balls.
I think it's definitely that. Like that's why it was put there, but like. It's definitely implied that it was like gonna be a hit because it was like some random old couple that like told him about that song. Yeah. He's like, oh, so
he's like, I'm fucked.
Yeah, his life is fucked.
Yeah, and he just like.
I just went on the tangent in Atlanta. Shout out.
Shout out. Well, no, it's needed to be said.
Yeah, and it's just like, he's just like, it's so weird because he does worry about like getting money and stuff. But like at the same time, he's just like, yo, bro, can I get you back? Like the whole time he's hitting everyone with the, bro, can you, you got me, right? Or like,
dude, it's yeah, crazy.
It's
that
so, it's so, I guess it's now that I'm an adult or I don't know, but like, it's so, or it's written like that, but it's so obvious that he's like nice to get shit.
Yeah.
Like he's nice to the old man. He's intention, like even the old lady, like the, when he's staying with the, what's their names? The,
I forgot what. Yeah, weird, the two old, the old
the
couple.
The older couple. Like she even says that he's like, oh, is this one of those where like you tell me no, so you make me want to beg for it? And she's like, yeah.
This and, like, is one of those things.
And it's like, and that's how he is. Like he's just like trying to manipulate his way through everyone where he's like nice when he needs to be or like tries to like plead and stuff. But he's like, it's crazy. He has like no shame. Like he even like he just met Adam Driver's character and he's like, yo, bro, can I stay at your place?
Yeah, he's just like a dude that's like at the end of his fucking rope.
Yeah.
Pure just doesn't give a fuck, you know? He just completely fucking
cooked. He's just so committed to being an artist that like he
yeah, I love it. And they're like
everything else.
They're like, dude, that was like that's like the hardest part, I think, to watch is that dinner. The dinner scene, you know.
Oh my god, dude!
Dude, oh, I really knew. Like, I knew it was coming up, and I knew you were gonna start glitching.
Dude, I could not, bro. Like these people are just being so nice to him,
and they allow him back too at the end.
Yeah, so they allowed him back. Shout out to them. Like if there's one good ray of hope in its life, it's that older couple, you know. And I think that's what they're supposed to represent, you know. Like there is always kind of a hope. And like that older couple is what that is, you know, like it doesn't matter how mean he was to them. And like, he's like, I think at the end he is being genuine with the older lady. He's like, why are you apologizing to me? I was the one that was being a douchebag.
Yeah.
And like, you get a little bit of glimpse of hope in there. Cause like, though they don't change, you know, like, it's like, it doesn't matter. I think they understand that. Like, and I think he is a piece of shit. But I think an overall theme of the movie is like everyone kind of feels sorry and pity for him because everyone knows that like this dude had a pretty good career and it's kind of obvious that he had a pretty good career.
Well, it's like an all right career. Like
yeah.
You know,
like him and his friend were doing work. We're good and they were going places or no, they did go somewhere. It didn't work out. And I guess that's what pushed his friend. It's so like ambiguous as to what happened.
It's because, he has all like. They're like, oh, he goes to, like, you know, to, like, his label, I guess, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And they have the stack of, like, fucking vinyls. Like, we're going to throw all this shit away, you know?
It's yeah, like, and it's, like, go. It's him and his friends. So, like, him and his friend just didn't make it. Never mind.
Yeah, and he comes to, he's like, can I get the royalties, you know? Because he drops his solo album. And he's like, what royalties? He's like, yeah,
you didn't make any money.
Oh, like, my God. That part is so fucking funny, too. Because he's just like, what do you mean I didn't make shit? He's like, I don't even got, like, a coat, you know, for winter and shit like that. And the guy's like, oh, what the fuck? You know, and he's like, feels bad for him. He's like, oh, you can take my coat. He's like, it's completely fine. And he's like, I'm just bluffing, bro. He's like, I'm just fucking with you. And he's just like, get the fuck out of here. That shit is so funny. He's like trying to be, the dude's being genuine. He's like, oh, shit, you don't even got a coat? Let me give it to him at least, you know? And then he gives him like $40 too at the end.
He's just I'll give you fucking $40. And I think everyone just feels bad for him because I think a lot of people know like, his friend fucking killed himself, which is insane. He threw himself off the Brooklyn Bridge is what
George Washington Bridge, and he's just like, nah, you're supposed to throw yourself off the Brooklyn Bridge or some shit. My
God, yeah. He's like, everyone knows that's the one you do it at. That shit's crazy. And you don't ever know why his friend did it, but it's kind of, I guess it's also kind of implied that, like,
I think that's the point.
I think that's the point that his friend didn't thug it out. Like, they both try to really fucking make it, and, like, they didn't. That's his, the record label gives them back all their him back all their records of them vinyls. All their vinyls.
It's just like a kick in the balls, bro.
Yeah.
I love it because he goes to, his, like, did I get any mail? She's like, no. She's like, nah.
She's like, nah.
No, just like Stone Cold. She's like, I told, you know, like, the manager to go send my record to Les Grossman. And she's like, nah.
He's like, yeah, he didn't do all that.
Yeah. And then I love it because he gets there. He's like, did you get my record? He's like, nah.
And then he's like trying to give it to him, and he's like, just lets he like, it's
doesn't even take it in his fucking hand, bro.
Like, oh my god, bro! Like,
I couldn't imagine.
I couldn't imagine myself like humiliating myself that much. I would never do anything like this. Like, I would never humiliate myself to the point of like, where
it's just sad because you really wants it to work.
Yeah, he really wants it to work. Like he really wants to succeed. He really wants to be a musician. I guess
it works great because, you know, it's like you want to like this guy, but he's like, fuck, you know? You can see why he's a piece of shit because it's like, you know, all this
everything in his, everything in his life just fucking blows. Like his dad, see, now I'm assuming his mom's gone.
Yeah, that, yeah.
His sister fucking hates him. He's literally a fucking bum. And like he's just trying to fucking make it the whole time and he just can't.
Yeah.
And I think, but at the same time, it's all like we're all just the sum of our choices, you know? Like, that's all like, it comes down to. Like,
obviously, you know.
I think the biggest, like, sum of our choices, like, when he's driving back from Chicago with that random fucking goon, I guess he didn't want to fuck the random goon up, you know? But he could have got in the car and walked and stuff.
It's like that thought.
But it's like he's going to drive past Akron and he knows that he knows there's a good chance that that's where his son is that he doesn't even know
existed. Yeah, that part was existed.
He gets his Vans on the song, and, you know, instead of taking royalties, and one of the things he does with that money is goes to pay for an abortion for Justin Timberlake's wife, who is he's fucking on the side.
Yeah, and that was crazy because he asked Justin Timberlake for the
for
the abortion money, bro. And he says it's some other girl, bro. Like, yeah, that shit, like, is so cooked.
And he's like, and it's like obvious that he's asked for this before, like abortion money. For
he's like again.
Oh, yeah, because it's implied that it was, like, the first one.
It was that first one, yeah. And then he gets there, and he's just like, well, no, I'll do it for, you know, I'll do it for free, the doctor. And he's just like, well, you doing pro bono now?
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck?
He's like, nah, hell nah. He's like, but the other chick didn't go through. And he's just like, what other chick? Oh, hell no, bro. And then
he
finds out
he's like, damn, so they would be, like, two, right? He's like,
yeah.
And the doctor's being nice to him. He's like, yeah, I guess they'd be two.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, and then, like, I guess the doctor's breaking confidentiality or whatever. He's like, she asked me to refer to some doctor up in Akron, New York. And when he's driving back from Chicago, hitchhiking, you know, hitch riding. Yeah. He's like, he's like about to pass the exit. And he has the opportunity to say, fuck it, and just go to Akron and he'll fuck over the dude he's with, which, you know, it's like, also, you gotta think about
it's
that.
It's like,
you
more
know?
Like he's already fucked, so he can just start anywhere, you know?
Even yeah.
Like he can just be a part of his
son's
life.
Yeah, he can just be, yeah, exactly. He can just be part of his son's life and just find like some.
I think that's the thought, you know?
Yeah,
what
he
mean?
Can just find like a random ass.
Two exits, you know, the exit signs, you know? It's just like,
He can just be a part of his son's life and just like, even if he is nothing, you know, and like there is something out there that is connected to him, you know? Like directly connected to him. It's his son. And like, but he's like,
yeah, he just doesn't send
he
it.
He doesn't,
you know?
Send it. He's just like, he just wants, he just wants to be in his ways. It's like one of those things that you think he's just like, he's so accustomed to being his ways that he's just like, yeah, fuck it. You know, like it, I don't know.
Viejo.
Just and he just hit, it's ways. As though, it's the eternal movie of Estoy cansado, viejo.
Yeah, dude, that shit is fucking cooked. It was sad as fuck. It is sad. It's a sad movie, I think, you know what I mean? It's just like...
It has just like a...
I think the movie is like a great... It's like of a representation of all the people that are good but not great, you know? That will never, you know, be... Like, that will never go any, like...
Yeah, like...
Get any higher
the
than...
The chances of you becoming famous and making it on YouTube, on music, on anything, really, it's like...
That's why I really like
a 0.01%, you know? Like,
it's just for
really
all those people
low.
That are never going to make it, you know? And there's a ton of those guys, like the, I think the Dave Van Rock that it's like kind of based off is like one of those guys, you know, that just.
Like he had something that was like people heard once. It's like trying to think of someone that's like relevant now, but like was popular when we were younger. Like,
I say like, I love Maconan.
Yeah.
We just like bringing
him
up.
Yeah,
like,
I love Maconan.
You hear
yeah.
like Tuesday, you know, that's like one if song, you know what I mean? But like, he's just like.
Yeah, so like just if you don't know who we're talking about, I love Maconan is he's the main artist on the song with Drake that goes club going up on a Tuesday. And it's like he's the main artist on that. And
you guys just fade away, you know?
He just fade away. The one I was thinking of was like during the SoundCloud era, like Designer, that guy who sings Panda. I got bras. Like that dude had like the one album and he had like a few songs and then nothing. Like it's just like.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just get the one hit, you know, and that's all you get.
Or not even a hit. You
yeah.
know? Like I don't even think like, he doesn't get a hit.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But those are like great. There's like great like albums. Like, and I think that's what the ending like kind of represents. It's like he's doing folk music, but like right before it's gonna pop off. So like Bob Dylan is about to like usher like yeah, he's about to bring that shit to full power.
Yeah,
he's, so he's it's the just like a kick in the balls, like for us, like
you yeah, know? And I guess it's like one of those things. Once the biggest fish comes out the sea, like everyone
gets forgotten.
Yeah, everyone before him just gets fucking forgotten. Shout out to Bob Dylan.
Oof.
And then he just, but at the same time, it's like you can't. For me personally, growing up and just being part of the trades, you know, because kind of like not union workers. We have illegal immigrant parents, so they're not allowed to join unions. But like, we grew up in the same like kind of like trades and stuff. Where like, there's nothing wrong with just being a goon in the machine, you know. Like it's like,
yeah,
it's he every artist, and I think most people kind of don't want to just be like a goon or just like
just a guy. Like
you're just like it's just someone who fades. How he says fades into obscurity, you know. Yeah. It's like the same thing in fucking Whiplash, you know. When he's arguing with his parents and his family at the fucking, at the dinner table, he's just like yelling. He's like, I don't want, you think the great, you know, like, you remember that, the great, the guy who like killed himself and stuff. And it's just like, nah, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters as long as I'm the fucking best. And now I'm fucking known. Like, people know my fucking name. And it's like,
yeah, it's like, fuck having friends, fuck everything. Yeah. He's like, I'm just trying to be fucking the best.
I'm trying to be the fucking best. And people are going to fucking know that I'm the best. I'm never going to be fucking forgotten. But it's like, I think about this. I think about this a lot because at some point, there will be no one. Like, us as humans will be no more. Yeah. So, like, in the grand scale of life and universe, like none of it really matters that much. All that really matters is like what you did with what matters to you.
Yeah. There's going to be a point where nobody's going to know that you existed.
Yeah. Like it's going to get to a point. Yeah. No one even knew who you were or what you did.
Yeah. It's like, who knows what my great grandparents' names are? Like, yeah. They're just gone. They're gone from
no one's alive to remember what they even look like.
Exactly.
Type of thing.
So it's like,
I
think there's comfort. I find comfort knowing that, you know, I'm just, you know, just a dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's
just exist. You know, I'm just, you know, like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's. I think that's a different movie, deeper meaning of this movie, where it's like, we exist, and that's all we get. You know, and that's, you have to be happy and be okay with that.
Yeah.
Because that's all we're gonna get. And even if you don't become the next Elvis or the next Galileo. Like, these are people.
Bob Dylan.
These are, like, people whose names. I'm going to be, like, even more broad. These are, like, people whose names, as long as human exists, will always have, like.
You don't even know, like, you don't even know what the fuck they do. You know? But, like, you just know their names.
Yeah, like, in human existence, there's a few people who will probably always be known. And people, and those kinds of people are, like, Galileo, fucking the guy who wrote The Odyssey, maybe. I don't even, Homer. And it's like, or like Martin Luther King specifically here. And I think in the most parts of the world, people know who he is because of black rights. But like, I think we even now, like people just straight like Galileo, like people who like created, like pushed our race farther, like, and like changed how we perceive the universe essentially.
Yeah.
But like everyone else would just be like, I didn't know who Robert J. Oppenheimer was.
Yeah,
like I didn't know who the fuck.
Like
he was.
You heard the name Oppenheimer, but I'm like, yeah. Who the fuck is?
No. Yeah, who was that? But he like he literally changed.
Like you know some details, you know what I mean?
But no,
like,
I didn't know shit. Much,
you know what I mean? But like
I didn't. We're talking about specifically like the movie Oppenheimer came out, you know, and it was like great movie. Shout out to Christopher Nolan, of course. But like I didn't know much about, like I knew what the Manhattan Project was, but I didn't know like the main people who ran it, and this dude literally changed like the course of human history forever, and I didn't even know who he was. Like at some point,
yeah, it's crazy.
We will all fade into obscurity.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
That's why I really like Synecdoche, New York, and shit like that. You know, and it's just like
scales.
That the scale, but the whole point is just realizing that you're just a guy. You know, you're just a dude. At the end of the day, just, you know, living life. You know, nobody gives a fuck about you. But like, there's like comfort in that, like, because we all going through the same thing. The, you know, like the variables are changed, you know, here or there, you know what I mean? You're rich, you're poor, you know what I mean? You're happy, you're sad, but we all go through these emotions and all these things, you know, and we're all just people, you know what I mean, just trying to get along.
Yeah, I think that's like the, and it's like you, people just don't want to be there, but you got to find comfort in that.
And knowing that, you know.
Yeah, and knowing that.
I think there is comfort in that. Yeah. You know, that like I can look at like, you know, my neighbor and like they're just going through something too, you know what I mean? Like I, sometimes I can feel bad, you know, I feel like shit. Like, damn, I just feel depressed, but like, shit, you know what I mean? Like, people are having it worse. You know, I can be like, oh, why me? Why is this happening to me? Fuck you, you know, it's happening to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's like the thing where, like, fuck, when you, like, start getting sad and shit, you're like, damn, bro, I don't fucking deserve it. No one does.
Yeah.
No one fucking deserves that shit. No one should be fucking sad and hate them fuck themselves, but it's just how life is, you know? And, like, just because you have it bad doesn't mean you should make others feel bad about it.
Exactly. Because you want to lash out.
Yeah.
You want to be like, why the fuck me, man? Like, or like you want to do the compare, go band for band trauma. Like,
yeah. Like, oh, and it's that means like, oh, man, and that's such like, oh my God, I don't know about like other races, but like it's such like a paisa thing. It's like, oh, like, you know, I had, whenever someone's like, you know, I'm troubling to this. And then your parents or grandparents are like, oh yeah, but you had,
I've been through worse,
you,
bitch.
You had it better. You had electricity and shit. It's like, oh my fucking God. It's like,
things change, you know what I mean? Yeah, everybody, and it's like, you have your struggles, but are different, you know what I mean?
And just because you, like, okay, yeah, whatever, you win, you fucking struggled harder, congrats. Yeah. Like, it doesn't fucking do anything, even if, like, oh, yeah, like, oh, yeah, you definitely harder, having it harder. That doesn't mean that, like, you, if it, whatever you're saying invalidates what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, like, there's, like, rich people, you know, get sad, you know, that can have these emotions, you know what I mean? It's not just...
I mean, yeah, look at Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Literally.
The coat. And, like, he was...
top of his game. Literally. Richer than fuck, you know? It's like...
the best. Some people, like, people would... yeah, just, he was one of those best dudes people would go watch movies just because he was fucking in them.
I would.
Yeah.
Shout out to Flubber. Yeah. Expect that review.
Shout out
to... Flubber review.
Shout out to the Night of the Smithsonian with fucking, yeah, Ben Stiller.
Goat.
And fucking Robin Williams.
Yeah.
What's another fucking random obscure movie from Robin Williams? And not obscure, but fucking the Jumanji movies are not that.
Yeah, that's not obscure at all, but it's just goated, you know? Yeah. Oh, The Fisher King. We'll watch that. He's in it. It's a Terry Gilliam movie. It's so fucking good.
Yeah. But, like, people like that, like, it doesn't matter where, how, or where you, like, anything about where you come from. Like, we all share this human experience.
Yeah, and he's kind of like... why, you know, like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, why the fuck is this popping off?
Yeah.
You know, and, like, he sits there at the bar, and he's just, like, watching these guys, like, the guys with the sweaters, you know? The and quartet. He's just, like, and they're hitting it, you know, and everybody's, like, enthralled, enjoying it, and he's just, like, these fucking clowns.
Yeah, or, like, when, earlier when, I forgot who, but, like, someone's up there singing, and he's watching, and everyone starts singing along, and he just looks fucking mad, bro. He's just so fucking upset that, like, these guys have people singing along to them. Yeah. It's his friends, right? When that happens? It was a...
Yeah. No, it was a different set, I think. No, it was him. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, it was his friends, right? Yeah. It was Justin Timberlake, his cheating wife. And then some random gun, I don't remember.
Yeah, like with like the nice like fucking,
he's, oh,
like,
the military dude. Yeah, the nice military dude.
Troy Nelson. Yeah, and he's just like
Troy Allen Baker.
He's just like just shitting on him, you know? Like, he's being, yeah, just condescending to,
like,
him.
Like, this dude just performing to perform, because, you know, yeah, he wants to. Even it plays even further that, like, she got the, like, Justin Timberlake's wife got that career for her, their friend too, by, like, sleeping.
Yeah.
It's harder, like, well, it's one of those things, like, once you hear, it's like, damn, was she just doing that for everything? Or, like, was the dude actually, yeah, like, fucking, like, interested in the, having these people's, like,
I think, well, that's the sad thing.
I think
like,
this is kind of like the show business, right? Where, like, yeah, you have to, you know, give something to get something.
Yeah, that's cooked.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, that, like that, you know what I mean? Like, when he goes to sell himself, you know what I mean? The guy's like, yeah, I ain't gonna make any money. Like, he doesn't even give a fuck, like, if he sounds good or not. He's, yeah, just like, there's no money in this, and what you're doing, you know, your act, there's no money here. It's like, okay, thanks, dickhead.
He's like, people don't fuck. He's pretty much saying folk music is for fucking losers.
Yeah,
don't be doing that shit around here. What music was popular in the 60s? I don't even know. Like doo-wops, court, like fucking,
I guess it would be the 70s. Who fucking knows? But
yeah,
before our time here, you know. So yeah, I don't really fucking
before
know,
my, like, dad's time. It, yeah, was the 60s.
But
go. just watching the downfall of this man. I mean, downfall. I think it's just his life.
Just another week.
Yeah, just another week. And another week in this shitty ass life. And I'm sure he works it out, you know, becoming just like a regular worker. And I think he doesn't ever become okay with it, but he's more like, there's nothing else. I have to just do this.
Yeah, it just feels like, it just feels like he would be like one of those stories. Like, yeah, my dad wanted to be, used to be an artist.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
it's like one of those. Like,
I don't know why, but
it's just kind of sad. It is sad.
It made me reminded me of like, I feel like everyone knows someone that has like a story like that. Like my dad was like that too. My dad is like, you know, he's my dad. He's great.
I was supposed to go to college.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, I was supposed to go to college. He was supposed to go to college and then get shot in the back. Get shot in the back. But it kind of reminded me, like, everyone knows someone that has, like, a story like that. Like, my dad was supposed to be, like, a boxer, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my dad, it's just, like, my dad was, like, a really good fighter, you know? He even has, like, pictures of him winning medals for like boxing and stuff.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he has a, you know how they give you like a necklace with like boxing gloves? Yeah. My dad had one of those. Who knows what happened to it, but like he has a picture of like him with that.
Yeah.
My dad was a really good boxer. He was also a really good bull rider and he was in the military. Like my dad had a lot of professions in
cavalry. Yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah, cavalry. Like in Mexico.
What does that say?
Yeah, like in Mexico, you know, they still fucking learn how to ride horses and shit. My dad was one of the people who would jump on the horses and like do acts and stuff and even performed at the you know how they have the Macy's parade?
Yeah.
Well, over there they have like one where it's like when it's like the independence of Mexico, they do like a long festival. My dad participated in one as one of the people like performing on the parade, and it was for the military, and they were doing the cavalry shit. Like that, it's crazy. Awesome. Like my dad's done like a bunch of cool, awesome things, and it's just like, and it's like, but specifically my dad, he's never been like, oh yeah, I was supposed to be this and that. Like, nah, he's like, I was all those things, and now I'm, you know, now I'm just working to provide for my family, you know.
Yeah, just
again. And it's like, and I think for me, it gives him even more like, it makes my dad even more special to me because like, oh yeah, like he is all those things. Like it doesn't, like, just because you weren't the best or just because you didn't make it to be a known superstar doesn't mean you weren't those things. Like my dad was a really good boxer. My dad was in the military. My dad was a really good bull rider. It doesn't mean that he wasn't none of those things.
Yeah, you know. It's just something that everybody hates, but, you know, the My Hero ending.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, giving something up is like, you know, there's a lot of like, you know, it's just cool. You know what I mean? It can be like a good, it's like a.
I think I think even in this movie, it's like, it's not even like about giving it up. I think it's more about like you have no other choice, you know, like,
yeah, sometimes it's like you have to do it, you know what I mean?
You didn't make it, you know, like my dad,
it's just part of your life, you know what I mean?
My dad, for reasons, you know, he had
you know what I mean,
he couldn't keep bull riding, he couldn't keep boxing, he had to leave the military for reasons that only he knows. Honestly, I don't even think I know him, some of them, but like for reasons only he knows, you know, he didn't pursue those careers, and you know, now he's, and like he just, like sometimes it just doesn't work out. And you can still, and you're, and you want, and I think one of like the few parts of like that I think inspires me is like, you don't have to be everyone's hero, you just have to be someone's hero. Whether that be like a kid or like a nephew or like someone that looks up to you and like they look and they don't care that you were the best or like that you were like, I think it's like, it's one of those things. I think it's cool if you can play a fucking instrument. That's it's a time commitment.
Now for everybody, well, even back then, it was like, it was lame as fuck to give a fuck. You know what I mean?
And that shit still.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, even now, like, it was like lame as shit. Like, if you cared, you were just fucking lame as fuck.
Yeah.
But it's like, nah, it's like, it's corny as fuck not to care.
Yeah.
It's really just lame as hell.
If you're really as cool as you think, then you would not hold it over other people's head that you're cooler than them.
Yeah. Go.
But he doesn't get that.
He does not get any of that.
We said all that, but let me be more specific. Oscar Isaac does not get any of that.
It is like, okay.
But
you
know,
that's why, you know, I would like to take the ending like that. Like, hopefully he starts to, like, understand some shit. Like,
understand, you know, that, like, you know, it's just like, yeah, you know what? I tried. I really tried.
And it's like that. You can be like, he was a piece of shit. Now he can change. You know what I mean?
And even be like, it's like, you know, you sometimes just try shit and it doesn't work. And, you know, you can at least I tried, you know, like at least you can do that. You can be like, yeah, I tried to do that, you know, and that you can be proud in that.
Yeah, that you give it your all.
And then, you know, sometimes you just have to go work in a fishing boat.
Exactly. And sling just fucking masa.
Yeah, so you sling some fucking masa for us, you know? Just throw some fucking mud at the wall. Or, like, just, you know, look at documents, you know? Like, there isn't...
Anything. You know what I mean?
Anything.
And, like, one of those things, like, in, like, Charlie Kaufman's book, like, And Kind, it's, like, those, like, just being in the background, like, you should take pride in everything you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whether it's, like, you work fast food, like, growing up, like, those things are just, like, shitty jobs. Like, him, he's just, like, in the movie, he's just, like, yeah, I don't want to just be, like, a just another goon doing some shit, you know? That's, like, the worst thing. That's, like, the worst thing in his mind. Yeah. That's the worst thing is just being a fucking guy. Just being a random.
Being, like, his fucking father who provided for him.
Yeah. But, no, you know what I mean? Like, all these people that were, you know, like, growing up, and even now it's even worse. They're like, put the fries in the bag, bro.
Yeah, literally.
You know, it's even worse now. But like, I, you know, growing up thinking like, damn, that's a shitty ass job, like construction straight shit. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be a real like fucking loser. No, you should, you know, it's like all these things, you know, you do, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know what I mean? And you shouldn't take any like shit for it, you know what I mean?
And everything you do, and
it's one okay, of the you shouldn't feel shame.
One of the many lessons of my dad is like everything you do, you should do with some pride. Because you are doing it, someone's giving you a task to do something, you should do that with pride and will and be and work hard for that, even if in the grand scheme of things, it means nothing.
Yeah. Well, he's not getting any of that in the movie.
Man, he's Oscar like, Isaac. He's
like, fuck all that. He's like, fuck just working.
Yeah. You know, he starts, if for him, it's more like, fuck, I got to just lock the fuck in here.
Yeah, he's like, I got nothing else. Yeah. Like, I'm fucking cooked.
And then he's like, I gotta just, him performing for his dad was supposed to be his last hurrah. And his dad literally takes a fucking shit on it. Ghost.
Dude, I love the whole, the them driving to Chicago, bro.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So fucking funny, dude. I love like John Goodman just like fucking just, like nipping at him the whole time. And it's like, oh my God, he's like poking him with the cane, dude. That shit is so, I'm like, dude, oh my
and every
God,
time
this guy's
they start,
such a bastard.
Every time they fucking start. Stop to piss. It's like, dude, why the fuck does this dude take so long to fucking piss? And then you find out that he's just like hitting it fucking hard with the heroin. He's just like, he goes, he like, just they stop at the one of the last out. Stop and yeah. It's just like, he goes into the fucking bathroom.
He's like fucking OD.
Yeah, and he's like, he's like foaming from the fucking mouth.
Dude, that shit is so crazy because they get pulled over too and he just leaves his ass.
Yeah, they just fucking, the other guy's like, are you in there? He's like, oh, no, he's not. He hasn't drank anything. I wasn't talking to you.
And he just
starts, and then he just puts him in the fucking car and leaves Oscar Isaac there with the fucking.
That shit is so funny. And then he looks, there's no keys in the car, so he can't even drive the car. And he just fucking, it's a crazy ass choice. He just leaves this old dude that OD'd in the back with the cat in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
It's so fucking crazy.
It's just like
dude.
The crazy shit. He's just like, he's like, okay, I guess I just hitchhike from here. But I guess, dude, it's just fucking crazy. It's like bad thing after bad thing and bad decision after bad decision. Like, it's just like, yeah, he was bad shit kept happening to him. But I just felt like he was choosing the wrong choice.
Yeah, I think, you know what I mean?
He's like, go.
But he shot his shot, you know? Fuck it.
And he's like, yeah, you aight. Not that. Dude, it's funny because I'm saying back then, but I think just show business in general is just still like that. Like some old ass man who like decides your fate, just looks at you in your eye. He's like, yeah, you're okay. You're not really going to go anywhere. I couldn't get an imagine getting told by that by someone, bro.
Yeah. And like, that's what the part that's like really fucked up about that part, that he's giving it his fucking all. And he even hits it like a cappella at the end.
Yeah,
he stops
bro.
Like playing the guitar. Like, he's like really just into it. And then he looks that guy dead in the fucking eyes and he's just like, nah.
He's me. Like, yeah, you are. Like, I can imagine putting, like, giving in your all, like your absolute all. And then just some dude looking at you in your face and is like, all right, thank you for your time. Next.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you'll be good, like, as like a background dude. And he's just like, I'm all right. You know,
I think that's one of those things that he's like, I think
it's over
his pride and he makes the correct choice, you know, where he's like, he doesn't swallow his pride. He's just like, you know what? Okay. No, thanks. And just, he swallows his fucking pride, you know,
he just goes back home and he's just like,
and hits the fucking cat and drives past what could have been a different life. But he's like, and she's like, oh, I got you another gig. He's like, ah, let me just, I'm done. Estoy cansado, viejo. He hits her with the estoy cansado, viejo. And she's like, nah, come on, just do it, you know. And he's just like, nah, I'm good. And then he just does it because he can't even fucking go and be a fisher.
Goat. I love it, you know, the whole movie is about fucking music and we haven't even talked about, like, dude, Oscar Isaac singing is great, bro.
Yeah.
He really is great. Like,
I was going to ask you, is that him just hitting all that shit?
Yeah, bro.
Dude, that's fire, really crazy, bro. Dude. I am, my bad. I didn't even remember, but like, I do remember because the music is straight goaded.
He's like singing throughout the whole thing. Yeah, he's
singing throughout the whole thing.
I love the first montage when he lets the cat out. You know, he lets the cat out and he's just like playing that song, you know, that he sings.
The whole track is goaded and him singing is fire. And
yeah, like, I love the.
I don't listen to much folk music, but like, I was like, damn.
Yeah, I listened to this album like so much times.
It's like damn, so it's making me a fan. Like that. It was like that.
Yeah.
About the music. Like, I was like, damn, it's making me a fucking fan of the music. Like, I don't listen to much folk music, you know. I listen to Mexican folk music. I do listen to that, you know, because, you know, we're Mexican and our people make folk music too. But like American folk music, like I don't listen to a lot of it, but I was like, damn, it's just pretty good. Like, you know, they were hitting that shit, and like most of the songs I heard, I was like, damn, that shit was fire.
You know, like, it's like Leonard Cohen, like shit like that. You know, it's like kind of like folky, like just one dude,
yeah,
guitar, you know,
and just hitting like fucking and guitar
like,
and just
almost like singing, like just telling a story. You know,
I guess Dion is a folk artist. I don't know if he is, but like,
I don't know.
But he's like the one that I'd probably know the most songs of, you know, because I listen to a lot of his music. But it's like. Yeah, the score, the track, whatever, it's like, it's fantastic.
Yeah, dude.
It's the whole way through. It's
I love the part when they're doing, like, the triple threat, Carey Mulligan and fucking...
Justin Timberlake. And the army dude.
It's crazy Justin Timberlake's in the movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake is Justin Timberlake as the cuck.
Yeah, as the cuck. But he hits it beautifully, bro.
Yeah, shout out to
Justin. He's in, like, two fucking, like, major scenes. Pretty, like, all right scenes, you know?
Yeah.
That's, like, all he gets, but, like...
It was so funny. I couldn't...
Adam Driver, too, bro. That shit's so funny.
Oh, yeah. He's just
hitting, like, all the ad-libs.
He's just hitting all the deep-ass ad-libs. Like, oh... He's
and you can see, like, shit. He's one of those artists, too, that just, like...
Yeah, I think that's what...
Going along, you know?
Yeah, he's just one of those artists, but, like... Yeah, he's just one of the artists where, like, he even finds, like, it was so funny. He was trying to hide, like, his stuff there, you know, like, his records that he didn't, that no one bought. And then, like, literally in the exact same spot is Adam Driver's characters at, like, fucking records that no one bought.
Yeah, it's fucking funny as shit.
It's such a scary thing, too, you know. I think you have some great pair of balls to put yourself out there like that.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people don't have that kind of gene where they even, like, they don't even think about, like,
they just send it.
Yeah, they just send it. You know, some people are like, my dad's like that. You know, my dad's like, definitely it. Like, fuck it. You know, I'll send it.
Let it rip.
Yeah, let it rip. Literally. Shout out to
fucking. And it. I think that's the thing, you know, everything in life, you know, you just got to take that risk, you know.
Yeah, I think some people are just better and then, you know, they don't have that fear as much of like sending it. Like, because me, bro, I'm afraid.
You said I'm fearful.
I'm fearful. I'm afraid to put my thoughts, my writing out there because I'm like, dude, what if it's not good enough? Like, what if I just fucking suck?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but some people don't. And I mean, and some people do, and they still fucking send. And I think it does take a great pair. No matter what, I think it does take...
it takes a big pair of fucking balls.
Yeah, big pair of fucking balls to, like,
well, you see that at the end. Put yourself out there. That's, like, the worst case scenario. The ending, when he goes to, you know, the new man, when he goes to sing for that guy, the Les Grossman dude. That's, like, the ultimate, like, what you don't want to happen, where the guy's just like, all right.
And I think it's even more poetic that, like, he's at the other end, too, where that old lady, she's clearly worked up a lot of willpower to go up there and perform with, what instrument is that? I don't even know.
I don't even know.
The crazy-ass instrument with, like, a billion strings and it's super small.
I think, something like that.
And she's, like, she's definitely, like, you can definitely tell, like, she's putting herself out there. Like, a lot, you know, she's, like, an older woman, you know. She's, like, putting herself out there. She's an older... He definitely deserved an ass whooping.
Yeah,
is all I'm
100%.
Saying. But, like, he puts himself out there. She's putting herself out there, you know. Like, it's just, like... And, you know, he's just having a shitty-ass week, you know, whatever. But, like, at the same time, it's, like, this poor woman is putting herself out there just trying to, like... She's older, you know, so she's definitely, like, lived her life, had kids, work, been a housewife, whatever. She's... paid her dues, as they say, and she's putting herself out there, maybe trying to, like, experience what was maybe once her dream or is her dream, and, like, he's just shitting on it, bro. Like, he's just, like, making it the worst. He's like, how'd you get How'd you get the spot, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my, oh my God. There's no, show us your panties. Like, bro, oh my, oh my God.
Leave the
like,
Doña alone.
Like, that Doña isn't like a fucking like housekeeper, like those old like 60s, like house old woman fucking dresses. Like, I'm like, bro, leave the Doña alone now.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
Like, I get it. You had a bad time. It's a classic.
It's like lowest.
Yeah.
It's like that, you know, he's just like, fuck. You know, he's like, yeah, I got to take like, it out on somebody
the
else.
World. Yeah, he's like, fuck the world. I got to take it out on this old ass woman. I'm like, what? And just ruin that woman's performance. Because, you know, people aren't even going to remember, like, her performing. They're going to remember him fucking being a dickhead about it.
Yeah. He said, you're a funny guy, right? I love the way it ends and begins. I love it, like, how it just bookends like that, you know? The end is in the beginning.
Yeah, it's just like. Oh, what did you say at the beginning? Like, none, you said it will. That's why I'm trying to remember what you said.
What?
At the beginning, like, none of it. He doesn't change. It does, like, he. It doesn't change. Like, he's just hitting it. You said something at the beginning. I think you put it very well.
Oh, shit. I can't remember.
It's okay. But I'm sure.
Just like life is just fleeting.
You can go back and rehear it.
Fucking hell.
I think the acting was great.
Yeah.
It was like a good combination.
This was like a just all on Oscar Isaac's shoulders.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
Literally this the whole this was his move. Yeah, they put the spotlight on him. It's like they put the spotlight on him and he hit that shit hard.
Yeah,
he's super famous now, you know, because he's like he was like in everything this year in the big 2025, you know. Well, I don't know if he was in everything, but like you know he was in Frankenstein with Guillermo del Toro, and they hit that shit hard. Yeah. I don't know. What, was there anything else this year? I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Whatever. But he's become pretty famous because of like Marvel stuff and he's just a good actor. Star Wars.
It's Star Wars that like I think that's what got him glazed up.
Who does he fucking play? He plays like
Like in Star Wars?
Yeah.
He plays the pilot.
Oh yeah.
I think his name is Poe.
Honestly, it's been a long time since I've fucking seen the last Star Wars. They were awful, too. Only the 7 was pretty good.
Yeah. And in hindsight, you're like, this is just the same shit.
Yeah, this is number 3. It's just like, no, number 4.
Yeah.
A New Hope.
Yeah, they just spoon-fed us the same shit, but we were so hyped out of our fucking minds.
I was like,
We just fucking ate that
it's
shit
It's still
up.
Good, you know? I think they fucked it up with Flynn not becoming... I think the biggest... The biggest fucking L they took was not making Flynn also a Jedi.
Yeah.
I think that was like they set that shit up so beautiful, and J.J. Abrams was like, let me just take a huge fucking shit on it. Go.
Whoa.
But shout out.
Shout out to him.
I guess that is where he got famous.
Yeah, I think so. It would be around the same time, I think.
I also know him. I mainly know him because he's Moon Knight. You know?
I haven't seen him, but
I follow the Marvel stuff, so I know that he's.
Oh, you're like, I know him from Moon Knight, and then you're like,
I haven't even seen the episode. I just know that he's fucking Moon Knight because like
he's in it.
I keep up with some of the Marvel shit, you know, and like what's going on, even if I don't fucking watch it. But I know that he's fucking Moon Knight, and I know that's been gassing him up. They gassed him up more, but I guess you're probably the Star Wars movie gassed his ass.
Yeah, I think that. Well, yeah, it's Star Wars. Yeah. You know, shit.
The and biggest type
and damn, it's crazy.
Planet.
Adam Driver's in it too.
Oh yeah, he's fucking
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren, yeah, and then he kisses Rey at the end and just dies.
Go.
He's like, we're actually star-crossed lovers, and then he fucking dies. Literally, fucking the plot of fucking Romeo and Juliet. That's what they hit us with, and it was not good. Romeo and Juliet was better.
You said they stooped that low.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I didn't even see actually, that one. I didn't even see that one.
You haven't seen 9?
No.
Bro, we got to. It's so fucking
good. Honestly,
I
think if we ever do it, we'll do it with Kane.
Yeah, we have to see it with Kane just so you can.
100%.
Because he 100% will talk on that one and just shit on the Star Wars films for like an hour.
Yeah.
You look forward to that. It's just so terribly dumb, bro. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? None of this shit, like, makes any fucking sense. You know who's Rey related to, right? Did we ever? All right,
we gotta wrap this shit up, I think, because we're going way too far.
it is still involved because it is with Adam Driver.
Yeah,
right?
But you're about to go into a whole other fucking review.
But Adam, shout out to Adam Driver. It's so funny because around this time when this movie came out, he was still doing just like, well, like rom-coms, right?
Dude, I don't even know what the fuck he was doing, but bro, he has massive ears. Yeah. That's all I know. That's like the thing, dude, when he wears that cowboy hat. And
dude, I don't think
his ears are so fucking
huge. I
don't
even think he has massive ears. I think he has like a really skinny face. So his ears look fucking massive.
I don't know. That shit looks crazy. He has fucking massive ears. Dude, I love the way the movie looks. I'm just, anyways, I love the way the movie, fuck his ears. I love the way the movie looks. It kind of has like this like fuzzy kind of like feeling, like look to it. You know what I mean? It's like a soft kind of look to like the film.
Yeah.
To like the, yeah. It just looks cool. 100%.
Shout out to the cat. I think
you see me with the anyways.
I think with how like you're saying how it's soft. I think I was thinking about the color, and I think like in almost every scene where the cat's in, he's like the brightest thing in that scene.
Yeah.
Like with any, and I think that's like a purposely choice. You know, where like the brightest thing is like the
everything's muted.
Yeah, everything's muted. Even when the car with Saul Goodman wearing like the crazy ass outfit,
yeah,
it still doesn't look as bright as the cat like sitting next to him, the little orange cat. Yeah.
Little cat on his journey.
Honestly, the little cat on the journey. Yeah, he's Ulysses.
Yeah, and he looks at the poster like, what is that fucking movie called? It's like a poster with a cat. It's like a movie.
Well, it's a Disney movie. It's A Great Journey.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, A Great Journey. I guess that movie probably is just The Odyssey, but with animals. I've never seen it, but it's an old ass Disney movie.
Yeah.
So what is like the, I guess it is just the cat going on a great journey, right?
Yeah, he's like in the background, we know.
Yeah. Shout out to the cat. The cat's just like, every opportunity he gets to run out something.
Yeah, oh my God. Control this motherfucking cat, bro.
Yeah. He's like, oh shit, he came back on his own.
I love it. He's just like, can you watch this cat to the fucking elevator? Guy's like, I'm running the elevator. He's like, can you watch the cat? He's like, nah. I got to run the elevator.
I think it's so funny, too, because I'm pretty sure he could have just told the front desk people and they would have definitely held it for them. He's like, oh, this is their cat? Yeah, I'll hold it for them.
Yeah, I love it. He's just like, oh, the cat got away. He's like, you crack the window open, you know, so you can, in the fire
escape.
See if he comes back. She's like, it's winter. Like,
and he was here. He was here for like a day. Why the fuck would he remember this place? He's
here
for
6 hours. Like,
yeah.
Why the fuck would he come back here?
If anything, and she was right, he would just go back to his original owners.
Yeah, that shit's so funny. She just gets the wrong fucking cat.
Yeah, that's so funny. He's like, this is a boy.
Yeah. No, it was a girl.
The new original one, right?
No, the one he picked up was a girl. The one he
picked up was a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it, too. They just make him take the fucking cat, too. Like, damn, we could at least get that one. <Just
kidding. laughs> Yeah, that's what's like crazy. He's like, whose fucking cat is this? Yeah. He just took this cat across the fucking map.
Across the map, like, he's just like,
who knows if he killed it or not, you know? Like,
it's implied that he fucking murdered the fuck out of something, that cat.
You know what I mean? Like, what are the odds that he just hits the cat, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it might have
been. Because he's on his way back, you know what I mean? Like, okay.
And it's been like hours. Who knows? It's possible that it's been like a whole day.
Yeah, it's been a whole day because he goes there and he fucking sleeps in that fucking the bus.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like waiting. He's just camping spawn.
He's just fucking
freezing. The whole time he's just freezing, dude.
Yeah, bro. That's like the whole thing of the movie. He's just like, the whole time he's like. And it's crazy. Like, not at any point he's like, I need to lock the fucking.
He's comfortable, like, bro. That shit is crazy, too.
Yeah.
He's like,
he just falls asleep on a fucking bench. He's the reason they created the hostel architecture.
Yeah, I love it. It's like, oh, you just seeing this guy's whole fucked up journey. And he's just like taking a break at like the train station. And the cop's just like, get the fuck out of here, you know?
Yeah, he's like, you've been here a little too long. What's your train? He's like, oh, let me just fucking sleep,
catch a fucking break.
Yeah, literally, he cannot fucking catch a break. He never does.
Literally.
His great journey was that he was just getting fucked in his ass the whole time. That's the whole.
And we had a watch.
What was the runtime? It was an
hour and 40, I think.
An hour and 40 minutes of watching Oscar Isaac just.
Get cooked.
Get fucked in his ass mentally.
Mentally.
And being cheating on his friends with his friend's wife, which is like.
That shit's so funny. She's like. She's like, you should have double wrapped.
Yeah, she like, next time, or like, you know, and then she like shits on him. She's like, you should never have sex with another fucking person on this planet again. It's like, damn, bro, like, you were there too. Like, well, this was a
I love it because she keeps dumping on him. It's like, bro, it was you too. Like, she had, like, she didn't have any, you know.
Yeah, shit's fire. Shout out to the score. Shout out to the acting. Shout out to Oscar Isaac just putting that whole shit on his back and
carrying that bitch.
Yeah, carrying us through it.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake hitting it fucking hard as he
getting
does.
Getting cucked.
Yeah, getting cucked. Being the cuck in the situation. The
yeah. Shout out for him being the cuck.
Adam Driver just going with a, oh, he's like, oh, what's one of the words that he says?
Outer space.
Yeah. Outer space. Or he's just, let me see like how deep I can get. Outer space. Like as fucking yeah, deep as you fucking can. Ad libs. Go. The shot. Yeah, and I did like how everything was just sad.
It sucks that they haven't like made a, you know, another movie together.
Who?
The Coen brothers.
Will they ever make another movie together?
I don't know.
Why'd they stop?
Who knows?
Oh, no one knows why they split up?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up, but like it's probably like, you know, like we've been doing this shit too long, you know?
Yeah, it's classic.
Well, it's like you want to separate, you know what I mean? Like, I guess.
Or they like, oh, who can make the better solo?
Yeah.
Yeah, who fucking knows? Ben.
Well, that's what the Safdie brothers are doing right now. Smashing Machine and Marty Supreme. Tucked in or
really?
Out. Yeah.
Oh, we need to watch them because I know Marty Supreme comes out, what, next week?
No, I think it comes out Christmas Day.
Let me look this up real quick. No, that's the movie with Timothée Chalamet, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to, he's one of the greats from our generation. And Tyler, the Creator.
And he played Bob Dylan, just barely. So there's the connection.
Dude, he's crazy. He's like in everything now.
Yeah.
What was the movie called?
Marty Supreme.
The fuck is that about?
Fucking, not tennis, fucking table tennis. What is it called?
It is called table tennis. Yeah, it comes out Christmas Day. Josh Safdie. All right. Well, whatever. Anyways, keep an eye out for that one. Another pair of brothers who split up to see who can.
Which is crazy. They just got started. That's the one that's like, what the fuck?
Maybe they just didn't split up, but they both like.
No, said, fuck they're it. Like.
Oh, really?
Done. Yeah.
Oh, they're like, that was it. Hope you guys enjoyed our.
Yeah, they made like, what, like.
The time.
I think they made like 5 movies together, but like, just like three of them that are like.
That's a long time. That's like 10 years probably.
I think like two of them that like popped off, like actually.
I mean, 5 movies, good, that's like, you know, 10 years.
Good Times,
man.
And Uncut Gems. That's like, that's where they got Uncut Gems. That's where they got clouded up, you know? So they just barely got clouded up and separated immediately.
They're like, here's some banger ass movies. Peace.
Yeah, so.
Shout out to Uncut Gems and The Goat.
Yep. Sounds like at least they're working shit.
Yeah, but hey. What's
that's just a game theory.
The 5 orange cats out of 0.
Orange
how many,
tabbies?
Yeah, or the orange tabbies. How many out of 5? Right? Yeah, the tabbies. They're called tabbies. It's just tabbies. I don't think they're orange ones. No. Actually, no, they might be.
Yeah, I think it's orange.
It's tabbies. Orange tabby, yeah. So how many out of 5 orange tabbies, how many you taking?
I'm taking fucking 5 out of 5.
Fuck. This is the 5 out of 5.
Yeah, this
I'm
time.
I'm about to give it a 4.
I love this type of shit, bro. Like, I don't know. It's just always, it's always good to see somebody get kicked the fuck down. I love this doom and gloom shit. You know, I love bugs and critters. Like, this is my shit. This is where, like, I thrive. I love this type of shit.
Fuck.
You know? It always, like, gets you thinking, you know?
Yeah. It definitely got me thinking of the whole, it's okay to fade into obscurity.
Yeah.
If it's not okay, you know, you got to be happy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you can strive for something. Strive for something.
You should.
100% strive for something. Yeah. But it's okay to just be the guy holding the fucking camera. Exactly. 100%, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we're all, and the thing is, like, we're all the stars to our fucking story. Fuck them.
Yeah. We're all the shining lights in someone's life, even if it's just our own.
5 out of 5.
Fuck. I got 4.
100%. Go.
4 tabbies. 4 orange tabbies out of 5.
Exactly.
And I just gave it the 5 orange tabbies out of 5.
100%.
But yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. The N3's podcast with me and Andres going over Inside Elwyn.
It's Luann.
Luann.
Luann Davis.
Oh, we didn't even talk about it. That's the name of his album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, you don't even find out till kind of later when he like gets them all back.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a solo album.
Yeah, it's a solo album. And you find out that he's just a piece of shit. But thank you guys for listening. Have a fantastic day. Take care.